This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. Both the New Mexico Department of Health and New Mexico State University announced last week that a species of mosquito that can transmit the Zika virus had been identified in Doñana County. It marked the first time this season and the second consecutive year that the mosquito species has been found in the southern part of the state. New Mexico had 10 reported cases of Zika virus disease in 2016, and so far, no reported cases of it this year, at least as this report went to production. We'll hear more about the Zika virus and its health threats after this word from our media partner.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely. Your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
For more information about the Zika virus, I spoke with Dr. Paul Edestad. Edestad is the New Mexico Department of Health's veterinarian.
Zika virus, as everyone probably remembers, you know, that we started seeing it in Brazil and down in 2015, and last year it spread up through Central America, up into Mexico. And we had a number of cases also in the United States of people who had traveled to parts of the Caribbean and parts of Central and South America where they came into contact with the mosquitoes that would be infected with the Zika virus.
Edestad says there are only certain kinds of mosquitoes that can carry the Zika virus.
Their scientific names are called Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus. Those are the two species that can transmit the Zika virus. But the clinical symptoms in people usually are fairly mild, and actually 80% of people who become infected show no symptoms at all. Typical symptoms are usually a fever and a rash and maybe some joint pain, red eyes, muscle aches, and headache. Those are the common symptoms. And they usually only last for a few days to maybe up to a week.
And Edestad says there are some more serious health complications caused by Zika.
One of them is what's called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's a very uncommon sickness of the nervous system, and it causes a person's own immune system to damage their nerve cells and causes muscle weakness and sometimes paralysis. And like I said, it's very rare, but when it happens, it can, you know, last for a few weeks or so, but most people usually recover.
But the reason health officials are really concerned about Zika, says Edestad, is when a pregnant woman becomes infected.
Because it can have some very damaging effects to the fetus. We've seen the pictures and everything from Brazil and other places where you have the babies born with what's called microcephaly. And that's a birth defect in which the baby's head is smaller than expected when compared to other babies of the same age. And so they haven't developed properly, and they can have a number of birth defects besides that. You can have babies born with seizures and developmental delays, vision problems, and many of these symptoms can be quite severe, and they're actually lifelong. So that's really the biggest concern that everyone should be concerned about, is we don't want pregnant women becoming infected with Zika virus.
Regarding how to avoid Zika, decreasing your risk for mosquito bites is key. Edestad says eliminating mosquito breeding habitat, especially small containers with standing water in them around the home, should start now. Of the 10 New Mexico cases in 2016, all were to travelers who were infected abroad and diagnosed after they returned home. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.